Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the Oscars. I guess some of the numbers are coming in. Just shy of 18 million viewers on ABC and Hulu. It's almost a 10% decline from last year. They had been doing so well. They say it's the first viewership drop in about 5 years for Hollywood's biggest night. I'm wondering if because there was just... I heard no buzz about any of the movies this year.
Yeah.
There was no buzz behind anything.
The only one I even knew of was the F1. I guess I heard Sinners too, but mostly just because how people were upset about the shift in the middle. You know, I didn't realize it was up for an Oscar. So, I agree. I think the buzz behind the entire ceremony, it lacked this year.
And I think there was just a general consensus on the socials.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty tapped in on the socials.
Yeah.
A lot of the Gen Zers were like, who cares? Like, who cares what these people are doing and how great they are and how amazing they are and their political views? Nobody cares.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I would be fine if they just pulled the plug on all these shows. They're dumb. With that being said, Anne Hathaway looked pretty darn good Oscars night. And she says, well, it's probably has something to do with the non-invasive facelift hack. So what she did is she posted a video on Instagram. Her hairstylist made a braid on each side of her head and then took the braids and pulled them around to the back and connected them. So essentially that makes your skin a little tighter. And then the rest of her hair hid the braids. So the braids were underneath the rest of her hair. So, yeah, Kate, look at you, Katie.
I know,
you just lost like 15 years. Whoa. You look like a...
Boy, that hurt, though. I really
pulled
my
really
hair back.
But wow, you have a lot of loose skin.
Oh, well, okay.
So it reminds me like when a dog sticks their head out the window and it like...
Yeah.
You know, that was you right now.
That's a good little tip, though, if you ever want to give yourself... I mean, because you're right. She looked fabulous.
She looked great.
And... It was very natural.
Yeah. So you just got to do the braid hack. It's even better if you get a friend behind you and they put one foot up on the back of your head and then they pull the braids and tie them. So
the
that
corset
was going on.
Braid. I've heard of that.
Lisa Rinna? Rinna?
Lisa Rinna?
She went to an Oscars after party.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Elton John's party, I think. Doesn't matter. Anyway, she showed up in a strapless black dress. Featuring 11 pounds of real hair cascading into a lengthy train. She teamed up with some sort of designer. 16 people spent 152 hours creating this dress, but they did it all from hair extensions. You going to look it up right now?
A dress made... absolutely. I'm going to...
And then they braided it on the sides and pulled it back, and she lost 15 pounds.
She's had way more than just hair pulled back, though. Come on.
Yeah. I guess she had a hair dress.
She's known for that. Party.
Oh, Lord.
Goodness. Yeah, I mean, it looks like a dress, though. That's the thing, is it doesn't necessarily
look... You gotta brush it before you go out, though.
I mean, but the tail at the bottom, the little
got lice
furry
in it.
Feet down
it's
there.
Lice.
And she has a short haircut that's all spiky, so it makes it... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I think I'm against it.
She looks like Ursula a little bit.
I don't want to wear any clothing covered in hair.
I don't either.
I bet that's
itchy.
We're
going to need some static guard. You definitely hose that down with some static guard before you head out. Oh, I got a couple more. I guess I could do this. I got a little Tom Brady news. I guess this could be Jer on Sports here. Tom Brady possibly considering a return to football. Not in the capacity that you think. I guess flag football is going to be an Olympic sport. So some people were talking to him, and they're like, hey, would you ever be the QB for the Olympic team? And he said, never say never. But then he said, probably unlikely.
Are you kidding?
He's like, maybe a coach or an advisor.
He could totally play.
He's taking part in a flag football thing called Fanatics Flag Football Classic this coming Saturday in Los Angeles, I guess.
Well,
he's in
on.
It.
This league was made for someone like Tom Brady. Don't touch him. You can't
touch
him.
Yeah, you can't
touch
him.
Leave him alone. Don't ever touch Tom Brady.
Still got an arm.
All you can do is grab his flag. Like, this is right up his alley. He's
Why would
play.
You not do this?
He's going to play.
I think he's going to play.
He's playing coy.
And you're going to be in the Olympics?
Yeah.
This is right up his smooth skin alley. I'll tell you that much right now. Speaking of somebody with smooth skin, right? And I'll give you one more thing. Amazon is expanding its same-day delivery service with new one-hour and three-hour options for thousands of products. I love this.
Yeah.
There's been so many times I've been at home and I need like one little thing for dinner or something, and I'm like, damn it. Why doesn't Amazon do one-hour delivery?
Well, now they do.
Now they do.
Just for you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Amazon. Thank you, Jeffrey Bezos. What else is going on in sports?
So March Madness is now well underway. And there was a study that has found this is creating the perfect storm for young, inexperienced bettors to start betting and losing a lot of money simply due to peer pressure. The ads around betting this time of year are kind of engaging in the everybody's doing it scene. Like, everybody's betting. Mm. And this makes people 18 to 29, hundreds of people were in a year-long study, and they lost millions of dollars altogether because they don't know how to bet. These people are not like actual sports bettors.
Yeah.
They're just the people that are the casual fan of March Madness basketball. And it creates this illusion in them that their friends are basically saying, yeah, put, you know, $10 down, $20 down on this team. I promise you they're going to win, bro. Yeah. It's a shoe-in, you know?
Yeah.
And then they end up losing millions of dollars altogether collectively. And I'm like, that's the dumbest. I have never
Sounds like it's an issue with peer pressure to me.
It is. That's
and stupid
right.
friends.
Yeah. It's the FOMO thing and your friends being like, I was with a buddy last night and we were watching some March Madness games and he was like, I'm just going to throw a little 10 down on this. Lost it in like 4 minutes.
I know.
I'm like, dude, like...
The amount of money people lose on sports now is
it is silly, isn't it?
Wild to
but
me.
But you always
it's
have
how they
that
build
hope
those big casinos
of
and
like,
everything.
I know Kentucky's going to win tonight. They're going to do great. And then you see them lose to, you know, St. Tropez or whatever.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
like, who the heck is that team? Like,
I know.
It's such a bad look. Don't be stupid. Don't lose thousands of dollars. Have a little fun if you want to, but... I don't know. That is not my type of thing. That's not my type of fun, losing free money.
I heard.
I don't like it.
The bracket you want to print out is the March Matchness.
That's the
nice
one you should go
where
to.
Can you find that,
That's
Katie?
Where you could definitely score some fun stuff and get your bracket at mix100.com.
There it is. Well done, Katie. Nice plug.
Okay.
Well done.
Hey, did you hear about that Elon Musk tunnel at Ball Arena?
Yeah, his boring company.
I think this would be so rad. I mean, to have a tunnel underneath Ball Arena. Now, the competition, it is called Tunnel Vision. And yes, it is from Elon Musk's company called The Boring Company. But this competition asked applicants to submit ideas for tunnel projects that solve real-world transportation challenges. All right? So 500 different companies and places submitted ideas. And now the proposal tied to Denver, known as the Ball Arena Tunnel, is one of 16 finalists selected from nearly 500 submissions. Now, they're going to pick a winner. Hopefully, it's expected March 23rd, so we'll see if we're the city that gets it. But this is going to be a real pedestrian tunnel, if you will, from Ball Arena to the light rail station. So they're going to serve to a light rail station. So it's going to have a lot of stops on the way, but it's going to solve a lot of transportation issues in that downtown
Might
area.
Might as well.
You know what I mean?
Especially
and
with
so,
the new additions
exactly.
and everything coming down there. They're going to need some different pathways, I guess.
Yes, and they're doing all that construction around Ball Arena, as you said. And so I think this fits in perfectly with all of that. And
I love tunnels.
We need another tunnel around here,
yes.
too.
Yes. It's very Ninja Turtles.
It is.
It's very
it
Ninja
is so
Turtles.
Funny
I'm
in the
for
sewers,
it.
Yo.
Yes. Let's eat some pizza in the sewers.
I love it. So I'm all for this. I think it would be really neat. And again, March 23rd. So we're just like 5 days
Cowabunga!
Away from finding out if this is going to be a real thing. And again, so Las Vegas is the only city that has it like fully functional.
Yeah.
Already.
Have you ever watched the video on that?
Yes,
it's really neat.
It's so
you drive
neat.
A Tesla in there. And
yes. And that's the thing is like Elon Musk, he's getting some flack because they thought at this point more cities would have the fully functional
tunnel.
Well,
I guess he's busy getting to Mars.
I know. Exactly. But
he's like a little busy, guys, building robots.
There are other cities, again, that are up for this as well. So we'll see which one gets it. Fingers crossed. It's the Mile High, baby.
Radical.
Okay. So I came in this morning and I was so excited because I was like, Jeremy.
This was the most embarrassing moment of Katie's morning.
So funny.
Jeremy, you're not going to believe this.
I know. Little John is coming to Denver.
You need to kick up the energy of how you came in.
Dude,
recreate it right now.
Okay.
Jeremy,
yeah.
guess what? Guess
what?
Who's coming to town? I'm going to pull all the audio so you can play it on the show.
And I did.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
I did.
And this one. And this one.
Beyond.
Oh, she's like, let's do it.
I was like, if he brings those Eastside boys with him, we're about to party. Like, remember? I was so excited.
But
and then I like was doing the research on the story and I'm like, oh crap, no, it's Lil Wayne.
That's what you said.
I know. It's so funny. I genuinely thought Lil John was coming to the Mile High City. I know, and I was just so pumped up about it. But Lil Wayne, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Pardon? He's great. You got to say it correctly, Kitty. Lil Wayne.
Oh,
Lil.
Weezy. Lil Weezy.
Lil.
Shrimp Daddy.
There we go.
It's a little baby. Like, yes, exactly.
Yeah. I'm still going to use these. You took the time to pull them up.
I was so excited.
Completely the wrong Lil.
To get this audio this morning. Like, I rolled in just saying all these sound bites
you
myself.
You were driving in your car. Today's the day. Today's the day. I'm going to make everybody laugh.
I hit every red light. I was like, okay. I was so excited.
Wrong artist.
About Little John. Mur, mur.
Mur,
okay,
mur.
But one more. And yeah. Again, another reason I was laughing this morning because Grand Junction. So they took a vote on what to name their new baseball team out there on the Western Slope, right? Say hello to the Razorback Suckers. They're going to play at the historic Sam Saplesio Field. That is the home of the former Grand Junction Rockies, the minor
league baseball team,
to the Colorado Rockies. Home field of the Junior College World Series. But, yeah, the Suckers are going to take the field
it's
for the
fish,
first
right?
time. Yeah.
It's a fish.
It is so
a fish.
Funny. They start up their season on June 4th. That is Josh's birthday.
There we go.
Yeah. So get ready to cheer on the hometown Suckers.
Go Suckers.
Woohoo!
Do they going to have t-shirts that just say Suckers on them?
I need one.
A hat that says Sucker.
We need all of this. Like, if you work for the Suckers, you know somebody who
does.
Yeah,
get us some merch immediately.
Yes.